You are about to hear the best of Radio 8 Ball on Alternative Talk 1150 AM. This episode was recorded on
August 2nd, 2007,
with our musical guest,
Jim Page, and housing activist Joe Martin.
Regardless of when this episode was recorded, you are hearing it now, or are about to, and you would do yourself a profound service to invest what you are about to hear with all the intention you can muster.
It's 2 p.m. and the stars are aligned, so it must be time for the Radio 8 Ball Show with Andras Jones.
Welcome to the Radio 8 Ball Show, the Pop Oracle, where we answer questions by picking songs at random and interpreting these randomly chosen songs as the answers to the questions, like picking musical tarot cards. My name is Andras Jones, and I'm the host of Radio 8 Ball. I like to think of this show, whether it's on the radio or live on stage, as calisthenics for the part of our mind that recognizes synchronicity. Synchronicity, after all, is not a sporadic phenomenon. It's a constant, and sometimes we notice it. When we open our lives to synchronicity, we start to experience it more, and the more we experience synchronicity, the richer and more fun our lives are. And when we use music as an interface, well, that's just plain groovy. Today's musical provider is Seattle folk legend Jim Page, and later in the show, we will be joined by low-income housing activist Joe Martin. Throughout the show, I invite you to invest the questions asked with your own intentions and start thinking of a question you might like to ask when we open up the phone lines in the second half of the show. And that's what we have in store for you, so please stick around and play along with us here on the Radio 8 Ball Show.
This hour of the Radio 8 Ball Show on Alternative Talk 1150 AM was brought to you by the Olympia Cloud Council, providing overcast skies to the state capital since 1970.
Forget their space and come check out our space on the web, 1150kknw.com, and find out about Alternative Talk 1150 AM.
And welcome back to the Radio 8 Ball Show, where we answer questions by picking songs at random. Our musical guest on today's show is Jim Page, who will also be the musical guest at the Radio 8 Ball Show live event on Thursday, August 9th at the Capitol Hill Arts Center. So, unfortunately, our musical guest, Jim Page, is stuck on the freeways because the Blue Angels are laying siege to the city of Seattle at this moment. So, we're going to do a little musical divination with some of my own music as we wait for Jim Page to arrive. We have a good friend of mine and a local healer and active member of the community on the line, Danan Tejeda. This is welcome to Radio 8 Ball.
Thank you.
So before you ask your question, you want to tell us just a quick little bit about who you are and what you do here in Seattle?
I'm an administrative manager for a business collective that works with healers who do amazing massage. We have a sensory deprivation tank for people who want to do floats, which is a lot of fun. We do ionic foot baths, and we do energy work such as gemstone therapy classes.
Uh-huh.
So I work with them, and I do a lot of that work. And just in the community, I'm interested in permaculture and in working with independent business owners. And that's what I love to do.
Excellent. So what's your question for the Pop Oracle?
Well, we're just upscaling and into a new space, and we need a new marketing manager. So I wanted to ask the Pop Oracle, what can I do to manifest the right marketing manager for our new space?
What can you do to manifest the right marketing manager for your space?
Yep.
Okay. And so now I have a selection of songs that I released with my band and solo here as the substitute for Jim Page, who will be joining us soon. I'm going to press shuffle function, and the song that's chosen will be the answer to the question. When it's over, we'll come back and figure out how it relates to your search for a marketing manager. So please stay on the line.
Thanks.
Here it comes.
Everyone,
everywhere,
you're sure to hear the pants I wear, they're corduroy. You see, on about my first day of school, 83. I had the loudest pants in my school. Loudest pants in my school. But on about the second week, the halls were much too loud to speak. They're going bup, bup, bup like a symphony. Yeah, everybody dressed just like me. They're going bup, bup, bup. Oh, the harmony. I guess I'm Mr. Popularity now in corduroy.
And that was a song that I released with my band The Previous in 1995 on a CD called Unpop. The song is called Corduroy. It was the answer to Danon's question, what can he do to manifest the right marketing manager for the space that he is creating? Are you with us, Danon?
Yes, I am. Yes,
were you able to hear that short and loud song?
I was able to hear most of it. There's a few words that I didn't catch. But for the most part, yeah.
So do you want to give us your interpretation of how you feel like that song answered your question first, or do you want to hear what I think first?
I'd like to get yours first, but I do have something to share about what I got out of it, too.
Okay. There's several different pieces there. I mean, what the song is about is about being an iconoclast and sort of doing something which people might not get right at the beginning, but staying true to that, and then that having an effect and everyone joining in eventually. So it made me think that it's in that the person you're looking for is that kind of an iconoclast, or vice versa, that there might be someone who hasn't necessarily been recognized for their talent and skill at market management, or marketing and management, or managing of marketing. And so you would need to be the iconoclast who finds this talented person before other people do and has faith in them before they necessarily have generated that kind of attention in the community. And then also there's something that the origin of the word corduroy has something to do with the royal road, the royal cords. So maybe there's just something there, some kingly, totem or archetype to think about.
Okay.
What did you think, Danon?
What I got out of it was that there was really a message of not trying to do things the same old way. And I got that if I really believe in what it is that I'm doing, and I don't try and like change it around or try to market it to some other in some like different sort of way, but like really market it as what it is, then it'll be easier to find the marketing manager, basically. So like in a lot of ways, when you do something that's a little bit different than what other people do, like you do like energy work or you teach gemstone therapy classes, a lot of people have ideas about that, and trying to sort of couch it in ways that other people can understand instead of really putting it out there for what it is may make it harder for the right marketer to be there.
Right.
So that's what I got out of it.
Great.
But I like what you had too. That was also very interesting.
Who or what is Shmushkin?
Yeah, Mr. Andy Shmushkin. This is my seventh call.
Discovered by comedian Andy Dick and often described as a cross between James Taylor and Lenny Bruce, Shmushkin is a mysterious folk icon who calls what he does women's music. Listen as he delivers his audacious paeans to the goddess with one of the sweetest voices you'll ever hear.
So long ago.
Currently living in exile, Shmushkin can be heard at www.myspace.com/Shmushkin.
Your mom was in porn, if your mom was in porn, it was probably before you were born. I was so lonely.
Please do your part to make America safe for Shmushkin. And one day, he will return.
The jack-o'-lantern looked at me and I responded accordingly.
This is Sandman the Rapping Cowboy. And Radio 8 Ball taught me to ride bull.
Stay informed with news, traffic, and weather at the top of the hour, weekdays on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
And welcome back to the Radio 8 Ball Show, where we answer questions by picking songs at random and interpreting those randomly chosen songs as the answers to the questions. I'm your host, Andras Jones, here with singer-songwriter Jim Page, who's actually not here, but he's on his way to the studio momentarily. And on the line from right here in Seattle, we have Joe Martin. Joe Martin has been a social worker in downtown Seattle since 1977. Most of that time, he's worked at the Pike Market Medical Center, of which he is a founder. In 1979, Joe helped start the Downtown Emergency Service Center, which serves numerous homeless and disabled persons. And as a member of the Seattle Displacement Coalition, Joe has been involved in the fight to preserve low-income housing in our region. Joe is also a member of the Irish band Clay Pipe. Welcome to the Radio 8 Ball Show, Joe.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me on, Andres. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, it's our pleasure. And it's funny, you were introduced to us by Jim Page, who is not here yet. He got stuck in traffic as Seattle was being attacked by the Blue Angels.
Yes, well, you know, Jim has done a battle with many a formidable foe, and this is just another feather in his cap.
Awesome. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what you do and what you're up to in the community, and we will, and maybe Jim will get to us by the time it's time for you to ask a question. If not, I have some music here that we can use to do your divination. But first, tell us a little bit about what you do.
Sure. Well, I've been a social worker, as you've indicated, at the Pike Market Medical Clinic for many, many years. We opened up our doors in 1978. And we serve a broad spectrum of people, many of whom are very low income. We also encounter in the course of our day here at the clinic people who are homeless, people who are mentally ill. You know, many of our folks, of course, come to the clinic because they're not well. And in the course of my work as a social worker over many years, I've witnessed the ongoing eradication of affordable housing in our region, particularly in Seattle where I work, and in downtown Seattle, certainly in the neighborhood where I work. And as many of your listeners are probably aware, the ongoing loss of housing and the lack of accessible housing, particularly for working class and even now middle class people, is becoming more and more acute. It's front page news regularly in our local press. And one of the concerns that I'm involved with right at the moment is the wave of condominium conversions that are usurping existing rental housing stock and converting those units into condominiums, which put those units of housing out of the reach of many people of modest means. This, of course, puts increasing pressure on the existing stock of housing that remains as rental housing. We've witnessed enormous increases in rents here in Seattle, and that, of course, has a ripple effect throughout the region. Just to give, like, an example in terms of condominium conversion in Seattle, we've had many, many, many units of housing converted condominiums in the Puget Sound area for over the last couple of years. We've actually had 15,000 units of rental housing that are now condominiums. And coupled with that trend, we continue to witness the demolition of old housing stock, a loss of 800 units of housing, traditionally affordable housing units per year in the Seattle area. We really are not keeping up with the need that not only to accommodate the poorest of the poor who are winding up in our streets and in the homeless shelters, but increasingly working people, people who work the many jobs that all of us want somebody in our society to do, and all the way up to folks who make maybe a modest middle-class wage, those folks are finding it increasingly difficult to find a place to live in Seattle and in the surrounding region. So we've really got a major crisis on our hands. And one thing that might be of interest to some of your listeners is that this coming Friday, tomorrow, from 10 o'clock till noon, in the Seattle Municipal Building at 600 4th Avenue, there's going to be a big discussion on the impact of condo conversion on the rental housing market. And again, that's tomorrow, Friday, at 10 a.m. in the Bertha Landis Room of the Seattle Municipal Building. And people who are concerned about this issue are welcome to attend that.
It's really good that you're informing us of that, because I'm sure that not all that information is getting out in all forms of media. So
right.
Now, does that lead you into a question that you might like to ask of the Pop Oracle? And by the way, we do have Jim Page, our musical guest, in the studio now.
That's
he
great.
He braved the Blue Angels. He made it here, and he's got a list of songs numbered 1 through 8. So what is your question for the Pop Oracle?
I suppose maybe a good question for the Oracle would be, will we see, perhaps in the next the state legislative session, a bill that will put some controls on the wave of condominium conversion that are happening not only in the greater Seattle area but throughout the state? Will we see a bill that will address that problem and make it not so easy for apartment owners to convert their properties into condominiums? Will we see a bill that will protect the interests of poor people and working people?
Okay. Would you pick a number between 1 and 8?
Why don't we go with 8?
Okay. Here comes song number 8 from Jim Page.
Something happening that don't seem right. There's people on the sidewalk are talking at night. You can't quite tell if they're talking about you, but you got a funny feeling that it might be true, and you can't make it go away. It's gaining on you every day. It's only natural anyway, and you can't make it go away. Well, you can cover your eyes, you can bury your head, you can duck inside and hide in your hot water bed. Turn up the radio as loud as it'll go, you can go to the agogo or duck inside a disco, but you can't make it go away. It's gaining on you every day, it's only natural anyway, and you can't make it go away. Well, you can vibrate and meditate, evacuate your brain. You can tune into TV till your eyes go lame. Grab onto God, you can lock him in your pocket. You can even stick your fingers in the light bulb socket, but you can't make it go away. It's gaining on you every day. It's only natural anyway, and you can't make it go away. Well, you can laugh us off with a wave of your hand. You can look down upon us from where you stand. Invent statistics to insult and degrade. You can make us illegal. You can lock us in the stockade. But you can't make us go away. We're gaining on you every day. It's only natural anyway. And you can't make it go away. Well, I can show you a dog, you can call it a cat. You can do anything you want like that. You can hammer your head in a solid brick wall and still maintain that it isn't there at all. But you can make it go away. It's gaining on you every day. It's only natural anyway, and you can make it go away.
And the name of that song was?
You Can't Make It Go Away.
You can't make
and
it go away.
And if I had chosen in advance, mechanically, a song to follow up what Joe was talking about, I'd have chosen that one. Isn't that amazing how that works?
That is how. That's the powerful thing about the Pop Oracle. You still with us, Joe?
I'm still here, and I couldn't agree more. By the way, Jim is one of our
Joe. Come on.
Jim is one of our great musicians and poets. And I'm familiar with that song that Jim just sang, and I agree with Jim. I couldn't have thought of a better song to follow up on this issue. And I would just say, in terms of the oracular content of the song, state legislature is going to have to confront this problem of housing loss, and it isn't going away, and they're going to have to do something about it next legislative session. So I trust we're going to see some action next time around.
Yeah, it definitely sounded like it was necessary and unstoppable, and it also sounded like, just from the lines about you can call a dog a cat and bang your head against the wall and you can look down on us, that might take something to wake our legislators up. They
right.
might continue to sort of keep their head in the sands.
Right. And I might also say that also applies certainly here in Seattle to our mayor and our city council. I mean, we got some good city council people, but our local government has to also step in and deal with the eradication of affordable housing in Seattle. Because as I've said, you know, we not only have increasing numbers of homeless people, there is this, you know, we have a 10-year plan supposedly in place that is committed to the eradication of homelessness within a 10-year span of time. And we're never going to meet that goal if we continue to witness the erosion of affordable housing. There needs to be a commitment on all levels of government, municipal, county, state, and certainly federal levels of government to deal with this disgraceful situation.
Absolutely.
When Radio 8 Ball isn't on the air, I like to visit the online oracle at radio8ball.com. where there's always an answer, and sometimes I can sing along with it.
Oh, person, person, we're really missing you. It breaks all of our hearts to know that you just want to come on home. So come on home, the telephone, it just doesn't seem to do.
Thursday, August 9th, the Radio 8 Ball Show goes live at the Capitol Hill Arts Center. Join us as the Pop Oracle answers your questions and questions your answers with the music of Seattle folk legend, Jim Page.
Hey, George, I'm talking to you. You're bringing me disgrace, pretending to be my president. You were never even elected in the first place.
Jim Page is a true Northwest treasure, and with him as part of the Radio 8 Ball Show, the Pop Oracle will be fully loaded with conscience, wit, and heart.
It's been that way right from the start. Petroleum Bonaparte.
That's the Radio 8 Ball Show with Jim Page, Thursday, August 9th. For more information, go to CapitolHillArts.com.
Spread the word. Your favorite shows are on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
And now, I have a question for the Pop Oracle. First of all, I want to welcome Jim Page. We didn't really get to do our welcome here, so we're going to do it in the middle of the show. Welcome.
Thank you, Andres. It's good to be here. I forgot about Seafair until it was too late.
And you're going to be the musical guest on our live event next week. August 9th at the Capitol Hill Arts Center.
I am. I thought long and hard and got those songs together and put them in the right place. And
It's going to be great. A lot of people have been writing in to me about the show. Very excited to see, you know, people who know your show and what you do and are
familiar with our show to some degree, and the idea of bringing the two together has people very excited.
Yeah, I think it's an absolutely wonderful idea to throw things off kilter enough to make everything interesting.
And, you know, I loved, I don't know if you've seen the article they did on us in Conscious Choice, but they put your quote in.
I haven't seen the new one yet.
It's great. It's a classic curmudgeonly sort of response. You're like, I don't believe in divination. But I do think that, and I can't paraphrase, it was very smart, and it was actually something I totally believe in. I'm not sure I believe in divination, but not because I believe that there's particularly some spirit that is guiding our answers, mm-hmm. but I believe that our minds naturally, that what our minds do best is draw connections to things.
Yeah, I think we're smarter than we allow ourselves to be, and if we get out of the box of the usual load of crayons that we make our decisions with and throw everything up into the air, we often come up with surprisingly smart conclusions,
yes.
and answers.
And so we're going to try and make that happen right now. I'll ask a question first. So really, the Blue Angels of Death, who are besieging our city at this moment, I just want to know what the Pop Oracle's response to them is. Like, if the Pop Oracle were to give us a song for the Blue Angels of Death, Destruction, and Disaster, who they just call themselves the Blue Angels, but I'm just going to play with their name, because blue is a nice color and angels are supposedly nice things, but these are bringers of death and destruction, which are practicing and having fun at the expense of commuters in the Seattle area. So, Radio 8 Ball, what is your response to the Blue Angels, song number 3?
Oh my God. All of a sudden, I'm beginning to believe in divination. Andras, you've got me. I'm going to show this paper to him so that he knows that I am not making this up what number 3 actually is.
Oh, that's great.
You loved your sweet country for all of your life, like your mother and father before you. And the land runs deep, so deep in your blood, flesh and your bone and your sinews. Descendants and ancestors deep as it goes, a relative circle as far as your eye. You can all be undone in the flash of an instant. Mechanical thunder that bruises the sky, bruises the sky. Goodbye to my relatives all of my life. Never again will I see. You won't have a name when they fly the big airplanes. Collateral damage is all you'll be, all you'll be. From a faraway place where the language is strange, they come with their angry machines. And the clouds rain a metal that hurts when it falls, and it shatters the ground, making everything scream. And the children run crippled, the old people hide, and the babies are caught in the rubble debris. But the strangers don't know you, you are only a number, underreported on color TV, color TV. Goodbye to my relatives all of my life. Never again will I see. You won't have a name when they fly the big airplanes. Collateral damage is all you'll be, all you'll be. A mother is more than a number to a baby who now has to grow up on its own. And a grandfather blinded and crippled at his age is more than just a statistical drone. All of these people are human, and humans are more than a footnote. This cynical language of killing is killing us, cut like a bone in humanity's throat, humanity's throat. Goodbye to my relatives all of my life. Never again will I see. You won't have a name when they fly the big airplanes. Collateral damage is all you'll be, all you'll be.
So if you see a ghost in the lonely wind blowing like shrapnel, the sound of the rain, and it's speaking a language you don't understand, but you know what it means just the same. There's no time for innocence, all of that's over now. Don't say that you didn't know. When they come to collect for the damages owed, the collateral may be your own. Maybe your own. Goodbye to my relatives all of my life. Never again will I see. You won't have a name when they fly the big airplanes. Collateral damage is all you will be. All you will be.
And that was Jim Page with Collateral Damage.
Song number three.
The answer to my question, looking for the Pop Oracle's response to the Blue Angels, which are buzzing the city of Seattle as we broadcast.
Well, it's a recruitment festival. That's how I've always seen it, you know?
Joe, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Hey,
so
Joe.
Why don't we go to you first?
Sure.
What was your interpretation of that as the answer to my question?
Well, I thought, once again, a very apt response. I mean, what Jim is singing about there in that powerful song is the madness of mechanized and increasingly refined warfare that, we tend to, for many of us who are living in comfortable circumstances compared to much of the world, we're all tied up in this system and of oppression, death, military exploitation, and adventurism, which, of course, the end result of that for so many of the world's people is death and destruction. And we often only see it abstractly. You know, we talk about body counts or collateral damage, and of course, with the very very circumspect position of the. Of the American military in the Middle East, keeping our very diluted press. I mean, you, Andres, you are an exceptional and much needed antidote to the lethargy that fuses so much of the media these days. But the media has been all too willing to acquiesce to the military's adventurism. So we have embedded, reporters whose reports are heavily watered down, and you know, we wind up with very abstract impressions of what's going on in the madness of the Middle East and elsewhere. So we've got collateral damage, and as a result of sophisticated weapons of war like the Blue Angels and other even more heinous devices.
And it made me think that what the Pop Oracle was directing our attention to, which I think the song is really. I mean, Jim's right. This was perfect. If I was listening, I would think that we had rigged it, but we haven't.
Know you guys wouldn't do that.
it just wouldn't be any fun for me. But it did seem to be drawing our attention to it's fun and it's excellent to watch people doing loop de loops in planes and making the trails in the sky, and that's all very exciting. And I think it's directing our attention to the experience of seeing those planes overhead for most of the world is not an entertainment. It's
right.
Actually.
Well,
can I make
one point that has been nagging at me? If one of those planes, God forbid, should something go haywire and it lands somewhere in Seattle and kills a whole bunch of people, I guarantee you they would not refer to them as collateral damage.
Right.
I guarantee it.
Right.
And that's a big part of what the song talks about.
It'd be just a tragic accident.
Well, they're not collateral damage. Yeah. They're human beings. Right. We would call them by name, and we would talk about their families, and we would cry for them, as we should do. But we should do that for all victims of military stupidity all over the planet.
Okay? Absolutely. Absolutely. Good. And that it is. We actually have a caller on the line now who has a question to engage the Pop Oracle. So it's great to have them here. It's Chris calling from the UK. Is that right?
It is.
Well, Welcome to the United States of America, Chris, from the UK. And so what is your question for the Pop Oracle?
My question is to Jim. I'm sure Jim will know that if I introduce myself as Chris Toogood, the guitar builder, and I'm actually listening to you on the internet.
That's great.
It's good to hear you, Jim.
Good
finally,
to hear you.
After you made it.
I did. It took a while, but I made it back. I made it both ways. It took a long time both ways, I'll tell you.
It was a question because we were kind of thinking about your visits to the UK that you make and sort of the weather that sort of always follows you wherever you seem to go. And it's always bad weather. And then there's this issue of sort of the carbon footprint seems to be things that people are talking about in England. And everybody apparently has a carbon footprint. And it's kind of the sort of the carbon emissions that each of us make. Mm-hmm. And that's contributing to these freak weather sort of weather storms that we're getting here. Mm-hmm. And I just kind of wondered, that, you know, what's your opinion? And do you have a song that would kind of...
Well, here, just to let you know how the show works, we take Jim's opinion entirely out, actually most of our opinion, all of our opinions, out of the mix when we get our answers.
Right,
so you
okay.
have a question about carbon footprints and the weather and how that relates particularly to Jim's visits to the UK?
Yeah, because every time he comes, he kind of, you know,
he's right.
He came over here in January, we had horrendous winds. And then he came over here recently, and we've had flooding. And I'm hoping that Jim's still on for our wedding, because he's going to come over here again.
If you want to have it, if you'd like to have a torrential rain pour for your wedding, I'm sure Jim's available.
Well, the thing is, we're expecting snow, I think, probably for September.
So could you?
That's what we're banking on this time.
So Chris, could you pick a number between 1 and 8 that is neither 3 nor 8, and we'll get
answer. I reckon we'll go for 5.
Okay, so song number 5 from Jim relating to the weather, the carbon footprint, and what effect Jim particularly has on this. And we'll be right back in a second with after the song's over and figure out how it relates.
Okay, thank you.
I don't need a book to tell me how to behave. I know right from wrong. Sometimes I think the less religion we have, the more we all get along. You don't take food from the hungry. You don't kill somebody for fun. I don't need a book for that. I ain't that dumb. I don't need a book to give me the rules. It's pretty much common sense. You look both ways before you cross the street. You don't kiss an electric fence. You don't kick somebody in the head, you know, because sometimes they push back. I don't need a book for that. Some people use the book like a weapon. Some people use it like a crutch. Sometimes a book is used to justify because they don't trust themselves that much. Sometimes a book is an end in itself. Sometimes it's just a seed. But for all the good they seem to do these days, I think people need to learn how to read. Somebody coming down from the mountain who says he's heard the word. Somebody else is writing it down and stuck him to the head of the herd. Somebody sitting in a castle somewhere giving orders with a nod, saying go out and post it, tell him that it came from God. Somebody's got some armies. Somebody's making some plans. Somebody's doing some spin control for when things get out of hand. Somebody's covering up the tracks so someone don't get caught. Miraculous intervention.
Who would have ever thought? Now, some people use a book like a weapon. Some people use it like a crutch. Some people use it to justify because they don't trust themselves that much. Sometimes a book is an end in itself, and sometimes it's just a seed. But for all the good that seems to do these days, I think people need to learn how to read. No, I don't need a book to get me out of this mess. The book probably got me in. You can't dogmatize survival. You either sink or swim. So let's put our heads together. See what we can do. I don't need a book, do you?
And that was I Don't Need a Book from Jim Page, the answer to Chris from the UK's question regarding the regarding carbon footprints, the weather, and Jim Page's visits to England and how they relate. Chris, you still there?
Yeah.
So yeah, we're right up at the end of the show, so I'm going to just sort of take this to my interpretation and tell you what I think. Basically, the song is about not needing a book to tell you how to behave and the way books are used to control people and also used to, basically, it can be, you can make of it what you want to make of it. And when you're asking about a causal relationship between Jim and the weather, it's one of those interesting things that relates to what we're doing here on Radio 8 Ball. We are allowing synchronicity to give us a sense of connective truths, and at the same time, it's sort of a road to madness to say that one thing causes another. They happen synchronistically, and they're related, but that doesn't necessarily create a causal relationship. And in that sense, reading synchronicities is like reading these holy books, that you can make of them what you want, and that's what people do. And if you play with them in that way and are light and are able to get what information is there, they're really powerful. And if you use it to, say, put a ban on Jim Page from entering the UK because he creates, you know, apocalyptic weather patterns,
systems,
then that's probably going into the realm of sort of fundamentalist madness. So I hope that helped you out. And that brings to close this part of the Radio 8 Ball show, but I want to invite you to all stick around. I'll be letting you know about what's going to be happening in next week's show and telling you about some other information you need to know about. So please stay tuned when we come back for more Radio 8 Ball. If you like what you're hearing and you want another chance to participate, a two-hour non-commercial version of Radio 8 Ball can be heard Tuesdays from 6 to 8 p.m. on KAOS in Olympia, Washington, with me and my co-host, Tammy T, playing CDs on shuffle function as the answers to your questions. Give us a shake, Tuesdays from 6 to 8 p.m. at 89.3 FM in Olympia or at www.kaosradio.org.
Thursday, August 9th, the Radio 8 Ball show goes live at the Capitol Hill Arts Center. Join us as the Pop Oracle answers your questions and questions your answers with the music of Seattle folk legend Jim Page.
Hey George, I'm talking to you. You're bringing me disgrace, pretending to be my president. You were never even elected in the first place.
Jim Page is a true Northwest treasure, and with him as part of the Radio 8 Ball show, the Pop Oracle will be fully loaded with conscience, wit, and heart.
It's been that way right from the start. Petroleum Bonaparte.
That's the Radio 8 Ball show with Jim Page, Thursday, August 9th. For more information, go to CapitolHillArts.com.
Good news, Belgium. We're streamed worldwide at 1150kknw.com. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
And that brings to a close this episode of the Radio 8 Ball Show, where we answer questions by picking songs at random and interpreting them as the answers like musical tarot cards. I want to thank our musical guest, Jim Page, and housing activist, Joe Martin, for contributing their voices to the show. Next week, my guests will be singer-songwriter John Auer of the Posies and Big Star, and Dino Stamatopoulos, the writer and producer of such challenging comedy shows as Mr. Show, Lucky Louie, gooey, and moral oral. I invite all of you to come down and check out the Radio 8 Ball Show live with Jim Page on Thursday, August 9th at the Capitol Hill Arts Center, and of course to tune in next week for more Radio 8 Ball. It should be a great show, and I invite you all to join us this time next week. Until then, this is Andras Jones wishing you spine-tingling synchronicities, connection with the natural world, and all the inspiration you can handle. Do you like this show? I do, and I love making it for you. If you'd like to support Radio 8 Ball, please take part in our continuing Patreon campaign by pledging $8 or more a month to our explorations of music and synchronicity here on Radio 8 Ball, and receive one of our synchromistic gifts as a thank you. The address is patreon.com/radio8ball. That's patreon.com/radio8ball. Thank you for your attention and for your support.